seat. Press and co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts and not share with any
affiliates
or sponsors.
All right.
View discretion is advised.
And I was interrupting the queen.
Who cares? Anyway.
Welcome to AMC Press.
Yep,
I'm here
to AMC Press & Co. My name is Black Hood. Allison and, unfortunately, Red Hood cannot be here today. So Johnny and I are going to have some fun with you guys tonight.
We'll knock this one out of the park.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Let's not push it, John. all right. So basically, as we all know, breaking news story, Trump is basically lying when he says...
Breaking news, you know.
Basically, he's lying when he talks about veteran donations. And as we all know, this is not surprising due to the fact that he's a businessman and businessmen do tend to lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Corporation owners, that's all they do is fucking lie. So, I mean, it's sickening to me that we have somebody who claims that he cares about veterans, and yet he doesn't do a damn thing about it. Where's the rest of the $6 million that you promised?
Exactly, like
to the veterans. You've already sent $2.9 million to date from the rally. That still leaves about $6 million left.
Yeah,
waste of money.
Yep.
Where's the money?
Like, where's the money?
Exactly. It's
give
like,
my money.
Oh, and this is the part that really cracks me up too, is that he's talking about this at the National Rifle Association convention, which, by the way, is full of veterans.
Yeah, that makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, and it's just like, so basically, of course, you're lying in the face of these veterans. And the funny fact is, I know I'm going to get flack for this. By the way, Trump, they all have guns and they can easily shoot you right now. They know you're lying.
They can smell the BS from a mile away.
Yeah, just like smelling a bear from a mile away.
Yeah.
Only this time, of course, the bear has a toupee.
Looks like an orange creamsicle.
Looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Only without the green hair. I mean, it's stupid. And it's funny, though, too, because CNN was right about it, too. It's like, so... It's funny, though, too, because, like, CNN says, okay, well, we all know he's BSing.
But yet we're buying into it.
Oh, and by the way, if anybody's wondering where Black Hood is, I lock him into his room and tied him up and gagged him to his chair. Simply because, of course, he takes the show for granted, and here I am taking the glory for him. So,
yeah.
Here we go.
Here goes nothing.
Yep, here we go. Yes. Yes, the almighty Spoofy is back.
Yes, Spoofy. Let it be known, Spoofy has returned.
Yes. Spoofy, where the magic happens. And apparently, Johnny, you're the one who turned in this article. It's called Spare Me Before You, Hollywood's New Tearjerker is Built Higher and Damaging Disability Stereotypes. What's this all about, Johnny?
Apparently, it sounds like they're trying to play the pity card. Like, for example...
No, they're just making us look back at this movie.
Yeah. It's like, I got an example for it. Have you ever heard of the movie The Fault in Our Stars?
The what?
There's a movie called The Fault in Our Stars.
No, but I've heard of The Rain Man, which is about autism.
Yeah, that's... Why go with
but
that?
Rain
Man,
though,
yeah.
Is that The Rain Man was actually better than this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen that movie. It's actually really good. Anybody who hasn't seen Rain Man should definitely look at that. It's actually very, very good. It's basically about a guy who uses his autistic brother for gambling purposes,
right,
and he basically counts cards. I don't really know the full story because I haven't seen the movie in, like, last time I saw it was, like, when I was 17. But, oh, no, it's a good movie to look up if you guys
oh,
are
definitely.
Interested. You've seen it, Johnny?
I've seen parts of it, yeah.
Bits and pieces, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoilers, I'm not going to tell you what the movie is because of spoilers, but I mean, it's actually really, really, now, Me Before You was actually originally a book that literally stung everybody in the disabled world because of this guy, because of, the fact, of course, that, I'm sorry, Johnny. What was the story of it again?
Let's see. I don't. Okay, there it is. The plot centers on a quadriplegic man named Will who is suicidal because he has become disabled, and a young woman named Lisa.
See, a spoiler alert again. None of us are like that at all. I mean,
yeah. Exactly.
I mean, some of us do get depressed, but we're not suicidal. You know, like, not everybody who's disabled is suicidal.
Exactly.
And it's disgusting that people think of us as such. You know?
You know, it's just your typical sappy romance movie with disability, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you can talk, there's really... You're not exactly hopeless. You can communicate. In any way, you're not hopeless. You know? And it pisses me off that people think that, oh, you're disabled, you're hopeless. I'm like, no, we're not.
It's like, oh, you're autistic, bless you. Like, I didn't even sneeze.
I didn't even fucking sneeze. Why are you blessing me?
Like,
God doesn't exist, people. You know?
And we ain't suffering, that's for sure. Well, sometimes
well,
emotionally,
I mean,
yeah, mentally.
Emotionally,
but...
mentally... Sometimes, yes, but I mean physically,
not
no.
Like 24/7.
That later. Sorry, I was looking at another interesting article. I apologize, but and speaking of that, here's also something that cracks me up too. The whole stereotype thing,
yeah,
about how America was the reason and how America should apologize for everything they've done. What about Japan and what they did to us? And China and Korea when they invaded Asia.
Yeah, like, what?
I'm on the next article, Johnny.
Yeah, like, keep up.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously, come on, man. Damn it, Johnny.
Somebody get this man some Wawa coffee.
Oh, my God. Seriously. The only problem is that Wawa doesn't do shit. It just makes you have to take a shit and not wake you up.
Yeah.
But more on that later. We'll do an article about that in the next show. But President Obama will speak on Friday.
Must be them burritos.
Yeah, exactly. President Obama will speak on Friday at the site where the United States first used an atomic bomb at the end of World War II. What should he say? In announcing Mr. Obama's visit to Hiroshima, Japan, the White House said he would not revisit President Harry Truman's decision to drop the bomb or apologize for the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, here's the funny part, though, is that we're talking about somebody who believes in supporting, like, letting Muslims do whatever the hell they want in our country, where we have strict laws against the Sharia law. Now, think about the irony here. He does not want to apologize for use of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing altogether 274,000 people. In a sense, I can agree with Obama on this. Because of the fact that, yes, the bombs killed indiscriminately, but you killed indiscriminately to Japan during with your bullshit in Asia. in 1932, where you invaded, raped, and killed millions of Chinese people who happened to not be fighting against you.
Like, what?
We needed to stop your bullshit. You were not going to give up until we dropped those two bombs. And we had a third one prepped and ready to go. First you attack China. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But then you have the gall to attack on December 7th, 1941.
I guess that's like... That's a thinker.
Exactly. So, who's really at fault here? Now, granted, we shouldn't have dropped two atomic bombs, but we really had no other choice. You know, because if we invaded Japan, God knows how many people would have died. You know? We wanted to end the war quickly. We've been the fight has been raging for 4 years. People were getting tired of the war. So Harry S. Truman decided to use the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The only people who should be apologizing are those who started the war against us to begin with.
Exactly.
And we'd apologize to you for dropping the bombs. But they needed to apologize first. They're the ones who should apologize first.
It works both ways.
You can't expect us to apologize without you apologizing first. You provoked us. We weren't even going to be in the war. Now, by default, yes, we did. Yes, the flying tigers, yes. But that really wasn't the full might of the United States until you attacked Pearl Harbor. You know?
Right.
And then, of course, you attacked Wake Island, then you attacked Guam. They pissed us off. You know?
Hey.
We had every reason to go on the offensive at this point.
I mean, try to think here.
It was a war against fascism, people. Get over it.
I mean, if you poke a tiger, will it not fight back?
Exactly. Thank you. If you provoke something,
yeah,
like,
you know, a tiger, a bear, you know, lion, etc.,
yeah,
etc. Cetera, et
exactly. Cetera. Now, yes, we are the only nation to use nukes against another nation, but that was only twice. You know, after that, never again. Well, I agree with nuclear disarmament, yes. But here's the thing, though, is that those nuclear weapons are the only deterrent to war at times. You know? Granted, we should not have to use them. You know? Nukes should never be used.
No, they shouldn't be.
But... And it's funny, too. Because Obama also should at least believe it or not, here's the thing, too, is that even Obama, believe it or not, in this article, this was before he called Japan out about their war crimes in World War II, you know? And he also called out the Vietnam leaders over their human rights abuses, you know? Mr. Ennis also writes, saying, Abe's unapologetic stance is merely merely something the pain and mistrust that Japan's ultra-nationalist aggression has sown throughout Asia for the past 85 years. This was 80... See, you were off by 5 years, Johnny. It was actually 85
years. Yeah, but
85
years.
Holy crap. You know? So... That's like 20 years of aggression before America got involved. Oh, no, wait, no, 10 years. 10 years, because remember, they started their bullshit in 1931.
Yeah, it's 85 years, yeah.
Yeah, so, damn, that's a long time. And here's the funny thing, too, is that, like, and I love the fact, of course, that, oh, Japan is on the military rise again. Yes, but here's the problem.
That's what that word. Yeah. That's what that word was.
Exacerbating. Here's the problem, though, too. Like, the reason why Japan is on the buildup again is because of the fact that they are afraid that China wants revenge. And I'm like, they have every right to get revenge on you. You know? I'm not a communist in any way, nor do I support it, but China has every right to kick your ass, Japan. You know? After all the bullshit you caused in World War II? Hello?
China's just kicking butt right now.
China has the biggest military in Asia right now. The problem is, though, is that everybody's worried about Korea as well. Which, more on that in the next article. Kim Jong-un and his Photoshop stuff.
Wait, you haven't seen this.
We're absolutely hysterical. I'm not going to lie. We'll leave a post on our on the AMC Press & Co. website. Wow. Just wow. People do not like.
People don't like this.
I love the Mona Lisa one. That one made me laugh the hardest. You know?
Yeah.
And it's great because of the fact that.
Kim Jong-il or Steve Harvey?
Oh, my God.
He has a Steve Harvey mustache.
The best one, though, out of them all, Kim Jong-Trump. I never noticed how alike they looked until I looked at the photoshopped one. It's pretty funny, actually. But, actually, to be honest, I think we can all agree that the funniest one is the Mr. Potato Head one.
Yeah.
A Korean potato head. Potato son.
Oh, boy.
Potato head son.
Kim Jong Spud.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was horrible.
And SpongeBob Oon.
SpongeBob Oon pants.
Yep. Steve Harvey Oon. And. Wow. That's crazy. I don't know, man. I just think it's funny. There's like no words to describe this.
Even the guy from Mad Magazine.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. But, I mean, like...
Alfred E. Newman. That's who he is.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny. Can we go back to the Calvin and Hobbes comic strip? I missed the last show, so can we just review that one?
Yeah, we have like 9 minutes. We can certainly do that.
Yeah, why not? All right, I want to check this out though because I really want to be able to watch the show to like do the show with you guys.
Let's do a bonus. Why not?
And this is the one about it, and it's funny too because it's like a string of upsetting Calvin Hobbes strips told a bold story about bullying, and it's like people bullying is out there in the world because of the fact that nobody does anything to stop it. You can't ignore it. You know? You have to do something about it.
If you don't do anything, it's just like a fire. It'll keep growing and growing and growing.
It's completely idiotic. It's like, look, the only way to stop bullying is by fighting back.
Exactly.
I love the last picture of this. He's like, never argue with a 6-year-old who shaves. Horrible. This train of thought is still burning at the station. And it's funny, though, too, because, like, And it's funny, though, too, because of the fact, of course, that most of these bullies, I don't care if they have something going on in their lives. And it's just like, who cares? They're like, bullies. They deserve to be put down. You know? Parents are like, oh, you can't fight back. Humane to fight back is against our culture. I said, look, we're Americans. We fight bullies whenever the hell we feel like it.
Exactly.
You know?
See, we will fight back.
Exactly. And it's like, it's funny because of the fact that, like, people are just stupid. I mean, it's just like, at this point, of course, you need to understand that these bullies need to live with themselves. And it makes perfect sense. Yes. And it's stupid, too, because, like the only time, of course, you should ever fight back is if the bully throws the first punch.
Exactly.
You know? Stand your ground. If he throws the first punch, put him down. Doesn't matter if you're stronger than him. Use whatever it takes to put this bastard down. I don't care.
Prove him wrong.
Exactly. Not just verbally. Put him down physically.
Exactly.
You're smarter than he is. You can. If you're smaller than him, you're probably faster than him. Use your speed to your advantage.
Exactly.
He's too big and realize what the hell you're doing, so put him down. However, there's some bullies that are tinier than you. And if that's the case,
like,
squash him.
Like, oh yeah, like, I ain't afraid of you. Foot going down.
No, more like pick him up and throw him against a wall.
Yeah.
Show him that you're bigger than him. But only as a last resort.
Exactly.
Never fight unless provoked. Never fight until they start it.
Just like the last one, like the provoking a tiger.
Exactly. It's stupid. You know?
Yeah.
Unless they insult your family, then by all means, kick the ever-living shit out of them.
Exactly. Like, you know,
it's like, look.
It's like, you never...
Trouble, just tell them that you were defending yourself.
Defending my honor.
Exactly. And I know what the liberals are going to say. Oh, but that's so mean.
That's bullying.
That's bullying. He bullied me first. I have every right to defend myself. Where were the teachers? Oh, that's right. I forgot. They were in their teacher's lounge drinking coffee.
Like, where are the teachers? Oh, wait, they can't do anything about it.
Because they're children. And you can't discipline children anymore.
Exactly.
Why do you think there's so much bullying now? Because kids are not being disciplined. Back when we were growing up, whenever we did something stupid, our teachers would make sure that we were disciplined. I mean, yeah, they didn't hit us, but they sent us straight to the principal's office to get chewed out by the principal. And let me tell you something. My principal was not nice. You know? And even as a kid, I was disciplined. I mean, my parents didn't take shit from me. You know? So, oh no. It's not the teacher's fault. It's also the parents' fault. The parents are not teaching their kids respect. You know? Respect for others. Respect for your elders. I see kids that are so fucking rude now that you just want to put them down.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, really?
It's stupid. It's completely idiotic. And it makes me worry for humanity in general. It's just like, and you're our future. what the fuck?
Like, what?
You know?
What the? Like, what the? What?
Ugh. Just dumb. Just completely idiotic.
Like, makes me think. It's like, some people, like, I don't know.
It's stupid because of the fact that people don't understand what's going on with their kids because of the fact that they don't bother to ask. You know?
I know.
And it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to suspend my kid for defending himself.
Like what is wrong with this? What's wrong with people?
So, I mean, it's just dumb. It really is. It's just why? Yeah. Just why?
Oop, we got 90 seconds.
Yeah, so let's finish this off. So, good night. And on Wednesday's show, you get to learn how Calvin and Hobbes comic strip. We'll get into that in more detail with Black Hood and Allison. We just wanted to give you a brief sample. I don't know how brief that was. It's like a 3-minute rant from me. You know.
So I guess we
and
will see you.
We'll see you, I guess, until June 6th.
June 6th? Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. But
yeah.
I mean it. But in all, ladies and gentlemen, have a great night.
And I will see you
Love
guys.
You.
The rest of you guys, June 13th.
Yes. Where are you going, Johnny?
I'm going to DC.
Oh, what the hell? You didn't invite me? How dare you? How dare you? I wanted to meet the president and shake his hand for what he said to Japan. Anyway, have a good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.